All right, so let's begin chapter 4. In chapter 4, we'll try to understand different features and different forms on digital media. So in this chapter, basically what we'll try to cover is digital infrastructure. How is the infrastructure changing? There's the growth in the smartphone devices because of which, on back of which, digital has grown so far. Then the content consumption that happens on digital, social media, then digital advertising, and discussion about digital subscriptions, right? So when it comes to digital, the revenues are of two types. One is through the advertising, and secondly through subscription. So if we have to understand this with the help of an example, let's take an example of Hotstar, for example. Okay, now on Hotstar, even if you have not paid or if you have not bought any paid plan from Hotstar, you can still go to Hotstar and watch some content which is free available, or which is freely available for all the audiences. Now, it is not all the content, it is only the basic free content that is available on Hotstar, which you can consume for free. But when you are consuming that content, right, you will often see the ads on that content. So that is how, despite being free, Hotstar will be earning the advertising revenue. So that's advertising revenue. The second part is subscription, wherein we essentially would need to pay a subscription fee to Hotstar in order to do two things essentially. One, get access to the premium content that Hotstar has. For example, Hotstar originals are there. Then there are impact properties like IPL, World Cup, etc. We'll have to pay to watch or to have an access to this content. So that is one. Secondly, when you purchase a paid subscription plan, in many of the content you will not be seeing the ads, so that's an advantage for the audience, right? Although sports is one such category, or the live events or the sports is one such category, for which even if you have paid the subscription fee, you will still have to see the ads, right? So summing up, revenue basically is divided into advertising and into subscription. Now, this revenue for digital is growing, as we have seen, right? And it is expected to grow at a CAGR of 20%. That is overall, right? But if we break this down, right? If we break this down, break this revenue down into what is the advertising revenue and what is the subscription revenue, we've seen that both forms of both forms of revenue have have grown over the years. For the advertising revenue, which was 192 in 2019, is expected to be 430 in 2024. And the subscription revenue, which was merely 29 billion, it will be grown like threefold, almost 107 billion in 2024. So both streams of revenue on digital are growing. It's just that the subscription format is growing at a little faster pace because of obviously the advantages to it. Like we mentioned, you get access to the premium content on the platforms, and obviously there's no annoyance of the advertising, right? So so basically subscription is also growing along with the digital revenues. Now, if we talk about the infrastructure of digital, the digital infrastructure in India is showing growth trends. Now, the telecom subscriptions, however, they have kind of remained stable in 2021. But, if we think of about the telecom subscription, almost I think everyone in India has an access to a mobile phone. Majority of the people have an access to mobile phones. So that's Telecom subscription growth probably will remain stagnant because it has already reached its saturation. But what's more interesting here is that, you know, out of all the people that have an access, that have an access to internet, almost 86% of the people, you know, they had 4G subscription, so which is huge. So on back of which, you know, there are almost 834 million internet subscriptions which are there in India, right? Which is probably, you know, TV, we spoke about TV, that it has like 890 million individuals who can access TV. Here we have internet subscription of 834 million, which is, you know, coming very close to that of TV. Now, smartphone users, right? Smartphone users, out of those 834 million, there are more than 500 million, subscribers or users who have an access to smartphone. And when it comes to the connected TV, which we spoke about earlier, you know, the connected TV is essentially a connected TV is a TV that is connected internet, right? Basically, a TV that is capable of connecting to internet in various forms. It could be a set-top box, like a Jio set-top box that has that will enable an internet connection, or it could be an external device like a Fire Stick, which will enable your normal TV to become a smart TV, or it could also be a TV which has an inbuilt feature of smartphone. So basically, even the connected TVs, you know, in 2023, you know, this connected TV are expected. Estimated that almost 22 million people, you know, or households, not people, 22 million households have an access to CTVs, right? So that's the trend. That's the trend for digital. Now we need to ask, like we have seen that digital is growing, but we need to ask why that growth has happened, right? So that growth has happened on, you know, two major factors. One is the reduced prices for smartphones. Now, you know, smartphones these days are available probably starting from 5,000 rupees. So basically, the entry barrier of using a smartphone is not there anymore, because of which, you know, the adoption to smartphone has become very, very fast, and on the back of that, there has been a digital growth. Second thing, it's just not the smartphone, right? You need to have an access to data. So when Jio launched, right, that was a disruptor in the industry. You know, the free data that they provided for a long period of time, because of which, you know, people, you know, got used to the internet. So these are two things. So one thing is the price reduction in the device, in the devices, that is the smartphone price itself. And secondly, the reduced data prices. This has led to the digital revolution in India. Now, on digital, when we are talking about the content consumption, right, India, you know, Indians spend significant amount of time online. While it's significant, it's probably lesser than what US or UK is, but we are catching up, right? We spend a lot of our time online. Now, in terms of the content that is accessed by people on internet, majority of it is online video. Then comes the online news, and lastly the online audio. You know, the video viewers, talking about video, the video viewers have increased by 10%, and now there are almost about 497 million people who, you know, are the video viewers on internet. Now, we cannot talk about video without mentioning YouTube. Like, YouTube in India is the largest digital reach platform. So YouTube covers almost 70% of the video viewer universe, right? So, you know, practically speaking as well, you take example of any advertiser, it's 99% YouTube will be a part of their media plan, right? Because if I have to reach out to maximum consumers on digital, I have to have YouTube in my plan. That's the kind of power that YouTube has, right? So YouTube, while it's primarily a video platform, but interestingly, people also use it to consume music, right? In the form of playlists. Now, this is one of the reasons why and which we'll talk about a little later, that why subscription for online music are not happening, because they people already have an access to a tool like YouTube wherein they can consume the music, right? So almost 93% of the YouTube viewers in India, they watch content in Hindi or the regional language. So regional languages are picking up. Even the influencers or the content creators, right? They have started creating content in the regional languages because of the adoption. So summarizing, YouTube is the biggest platform, biggest reach, video reach platform in India, and it is continuing to grow. Now talking about the online audio, which we just mentioned before, there are around 200 million subscribers of the online audio. However, because of the fragmentation, because of the availability of multiple other platforms like YouTube, the paid subscriptions are not huge on online audio. It's almost close to 3 million paid subscribers that exist in India who actually pay for listening to audio. Otherwise, people would just prefer having ads while they're listening to the online audio streaming. This is the reason why, despite having such a huge subscriber base of 200 million, the online audio, they're still trying to figure out ways of monetization through running ads and subscription, because running ads is kind of similar to that of radio. There's no visual element to it, right? Because of which advertisers don't prefer it. And subscription online, that because of the platforms like YouTube, paid subscriptions are not happening in a big way. But when it comes to the online audio, Bollywood was the most preferred genre that people consumed. However, regional music is picking up, and artists are also putting efforts to make content in regional, because of the adoption is quite high for regional and the Indic languages. Now comes the online news. Online news, almost 467 million users, they consume online news. This kind of is a replacement for the print ad. I wouldn't say a complete replacement, but the trend, we've seen the trends, people are switching from, conventional consumption of news over, let's say, TV or print to more online forms of news. Like it could be a website of the news publication, or it could also be a news aggregator like a Daily Hunt or InShots, for example. So these aggregators are kind of small in India, I would like to correct this. Aggregators are kind of small when it comes to the world, but in India, they have kind of gained a very prominent place, right? So regional languages are growing, like we said, and one of such, news aggregators, Daily Hunt, it actually provides content in 15 different languages, right? So people prefer to consume news or content in their mother tongue, and because of which, like we said, the online aggregators are big in India, but probably not so much in the world. Now, when it comes to the Indic languages, right, the reach of Indic language news probably would be lesser, but it is observed that the engagement or the stickiness on the content is quite high, right? So that's the way forward for the content on news. Now comes the social media. We all know about social media. All of us, I'm sure, use social media, you know. So 33% of Indians, to be precise, you know, 467 million users, they use social media monthly. A lot of use cases for it. People want to socialize, people want to you know, consume content over social media. But yeah, 33% of the Indians, they make use of social media. Almost 2.5 hours we spend on social media. That's basically an average, right? But when it comes to the instant messaging, WhatsApp, we all know what WhatsApp has done to our lives. Like, we cannot possibly imagine our lives without WhatsApp anymore. So WhatsApp is the biggest instant messaging apps in India, and it kind of has replaced you know, the SMS, and thus the SMS advertising itself. Now brands are actually choosing to advertise or to message to consumers over WhatsApp. It could either be through the help of a chatbot, or if there's a promotion, you these days, instead of getting a message like a text message, you get a WhatsApp message from the advertiser directly, right? So that's the power of social media. Now overall, when we talk about digital advertising, you know, the ad spends on digital have grown by like 29%, which makes it almost 246 billion Indian rupees in terms of ad revenues on digital. Now brands also have started using e-commerce as a media channel itself, because brands have seen that you know, there are two major things. One is that e-com acts as a direct you know, direct platform for shopping, right? So brands these days are also choosing to advertise on e-com platform, promoting their products on e-com. You know, also e-com, like an Amazon or a Flipkart, it also acts as a landing page for your ad. So whenever a person clicks on your ad, they are directed to these e-com platforms so that the purchase happens very, very smoothly. Like, a person does not have to go to let's say a Modern Trade and purchase it, but the product can happen there itself, right? Programmatic advertising, it has increased to almost 42% now in all of the digital advertising. It was merely 10% in 2017, right? We'll talk about programmatic advertising. So now, what exactly is a programmatic advertising, right? Just as a briefly, you know, if we have to talk about the evolution of advertising. Earlier, what used to happen is that, let's say, if I had to advertise, okay, with let's say BBC.com, for example. Okay, BBC.com is a media owner, and me as an advertiser want to advertise on BBC.com, right? So in that case, what used to happen is that, you know, I used to, I as an advertiser or an agency, used to get in touch with BBC.com. You know, that, you know, I want to advertise on your website, and, you know, there used to be a deal between the two parties, and you know, BBC.com would accept the ads and run the ads for the advertiser. But that has happened in the past. After that, you know, when there were multiple such websites like BBC, CNN, and whatnot, right? In that case, they came multiple aggregators called ad networks, right? So now, instead of me getting in touch with BBC, I got in touch with an ad network of, let's say, Google Ads, for example. Okay, so I reached out to Google in order to reach out to media owners like BBC or CNN, right? So then came ad networks, and then came programmatic advertising, wherein I do not need to get in touch with any of the media owners or even the media networks. I can actually, you know, advertise to my intended audience through a website that is best suitable for me, directly through an automated tool. For the sake of understanding, we can call it an automated tool, which is basically a self-serve platform. Like, we don't need to, you know, call up anyone. We don't need to write emails to anyone. It's a platform which we can see, and through which we can choose to advertise. So that's basically an automated form of advertising that has evolved. Earlier, the perception was that when it comes to programmatic advertising, the inventory on the websites that we used to get was the one which was not getting sold directly by the media owners. But that perception has changed long back. Now we can get even the most premium properties, we can buy even the most premium media properties through programmatic. So that's the evolution that has happened. Nowadays, even OTT, for example, if I have to choose, if I have to advertise on, let's say, Z5 or Hotstar, I don't need to reach out to Hotstar at all. I can directly go to my programmatic dashboard. It's called DSP or a demand side platform. DV360 is one of the examples of these DSPs. I can directly go to DV360 and buy, choose to buy inventory from Hotstar. So that's the evolution that has happened in the digital space. Programmatic is very useful in the sense that it also has a capability of creating customized creatives for us. So for example, how it happens is that a creative agency, creates specific assets for a communication, and then those are deployed on the media platforms. Okay, but in case of programmatic, there's a capability called dynamic creative optimization. Okay, now through this technology, we can actually create the creatives according to a situation. So for example, if for example there's a trigger in the environment, let's say suddenly there's a rains that are happening, right? My communication at that point in time, the DCO can create communication around, let's say it's raining, and your immunity could be weak during this time. You can probably consider using Allegra. Such dynamic creatives can be made also using programmatic. So that's the power that programmatic holds, and it definitely is the future of digital advertising. Now, when it comes to the subscription for digital, the paid video subscribers are 80 million in India, which is kind of significant. But music, which we were just talking about, because of the multiple options availability to consumer, it's only 3 million people who actually pay to listen to the audio. News subscription is mostly happens, for the premium sort of content. So for example, if we go to Times of India app, the news we can consume freely, and then obviously there will be ads. But then there are certain premium content, the articles, okay, if we have to access them, then we need to subscribe to get an access to those that kind of premium content. Now, when it comes to digital, obviously, although it's growing, it's not that it only has advantages, there are certain disadvantages too. Let's talk about advantages first. There's obviously flexibility, turnaround time of taking digital campaigns live is very, 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 very easy. It probably happens in a day or two. So this flexibility, most importantly on digital, right? Unlike other traditional media, we can actually target specific cohorts of audiences, right? So for example, if it's TV, I can probably choose my target audience as, by gender, by their age group, and by the location. So for example, it could be females 25 to 34, females 22 to 30, NCCS AB. So these are the only three parameters which are available on TV. But when it comes to digital, I can also add more such filters, like what are the interests of my target audiences, etc. And even my creatives or communication can be customized according to that. So sharp targeting is one of the advantages that is one of the biggest advantages that digital has, right? Then obviously there's extended reach. Earlier, like few years back, digital used to act as a support medium or an incremental reach medium to TV, but that's not true anymore. I mean, there are campaigns that stand on its own completely on digital. So because of the reach that it provides nowadays. Again, one of the most important advantages of digital is the measurability, right? So measurability, we can get data in the real time also, and at the same time, there are many other variables, like let's say clicks or impressions or leads. Everything we can get on a dashboard, and that too not on extrapolated data. That's the real data that we get. So the measurability is very, very crucial and very important feature of digital, right? But at the same time, digital has grown, and we see digital ads everywhere. So it can be an annoyance to consumer at some point in time. Then there is, when it comes to the evaluation, standardization is not there, between many platforms. So for example, let's take an example of an OTT. So there's Sony Live, there's Hotstar, there's Z5. So when we choose to advertise with these three platforms, there's no unified report that comes to me. Like I will get three different reports which are not standardized. So this could be a problem for digital. Now, what lies ahead of digital? We've seen that digital ad spends have overtook TV adx in recent years. There are new formats in digital like gaming, which are upcoming. Unified reach, like we said, is kind of a problem, but is also getting solved through various programmatic solutions. And the subscription revenues, right? They're growing. We have seen that there's a growth in subscription revenues as well as there's growth in the ad revenues. So both forms of revenue will continue to grow for digital. There are certain creatives that we have, which we'll just see. Now, this is an example wherein, this is an example on Hotstar for Wimbledon. So we can see that there are, major like five sponsors are there. So it gets a good sponsors as well, like TV. It's not that only TV gets good sponsors, but also digital get good sponsors, good response from the advertiser, right? However, there's a lot of competition that's happening right now. So a very recent example of this is that Jio Cinema, it airs, you don't have to pay to watch content on Jio Cinema, especially the sports properties, right? However, on Hotstar, you actually need to pay to watch sports. But during recent Asia Cup, right, Hotstar had made Asia Cup completely free to be watched, and that is when their monthly active users actually jumped to almost 150 million, which was the highest, and they overtook Jio at that point in time. So competition is there. This is one of the examples of mobile advertising through SMS. However, like we discussed, this is very fastly getting replaced by WhatsApp. Advertisers are nowadays reaching out to you directly over WhatsApp. This is a very common example which we all would have seen. This is just a static banner when you are accessing your mailbox. This is one such example of advertising on the email, where we can fill in the leads and brand would get our information, they can contact us. So such many different formats are possible on digital. There are multiple formats which obviously we cannot show it here, but you know, possibilities of advertising on digital are kind of infinite. So that was about digital media in brief. In the next chapter, we'll cover the owned media. Thank you.